You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
This week, we wrap up our preview of the March primary election with a look at who is running for city council and board of supervisors in the two Inland SoCal counties. Why don't we start with the supervisorial races?
Sure. In San Bernardino County, there are three Board of Supervisors seats that are up for election. In the 1st District, which is up in the High Desert, as we talked about before, Congressman Paul Cook is running for that seat. It's open because the incumbent is not running. Also, Adelanto Councilwoman Stevana Renee Evans is running. Marcelino Chico Garza, he's an assistant to the superintendent of schools, is running, and Victorville Councilwoman Rita Ramirez. So four for that office. In the 3rd District, this race is a little complicated because Supervisor Dawn Rao, actually, the appellate court ordered her to be removed from office until the Board of Supervisors properly goes through the process of appointing to a vacancy there that was created when James Ramos was elected to the State Assembly. So her designation on the ballot will still say County Supervisor, but she says she's not officially acting in that role, and we don't know what's going to happen on January 28th. The Board of Supervisors has said they're going to appeal that ruling, requiring them to vacate the office until they go through the process. So they're going to appeal it to the state Supreme Court. We don't know if it'll be heard there. We don't know what's going to happen. But we do know that Redlands Councilman Eddie Tejeda is running. Kaiser Ahmed, a retired teacher, is running. He's run for a number of offices before but not been elected. Roy George, Karen Ickes, a human services manager, and Latron Lester, who has no ballot designation. In the 5th District, that includes Bloomington, Colton, Fontana, Rialto, Muskoy, San Bernardino. The incumbent is termed out. She can't run for re-election, and so that office is open. There are four people running: Fontana Councilman Jesse Almendarez, Rialto Councilman Joe Baca Jr., Colton School Board member Dan Flores, who is the incumbent's chief of staff, by the way, and Nadia Renner, a business owner. Now, in Riverside County, there are two board seats up for election. Supervisor Kevin Jeffries has two challengers. One is Melissa Bourbonnais. She is a corrections deputy, and Debbie Walsh, and she's a small businesswoman. And in the 3rd District, that includes South Riverside County, Murrieta, Hammett, San Jacinto, Temecula. Supervisor Chuck Washington has four challengers. Edison Gomez Krause, he's an ESL teacher. I think that's English as a second language. Mike Juarez, he's a retired peace officer. Joe Scarafone, a small business owner. And Courtney Sheehan, a Marine and graduate student. So those are the Board of Supervisors seats that are up this time. Quite an array of people to choose from.
Yeah, how about city council races, including the Riverside mayor's race?
Well, Mayor Rusty Bailey is not running for re-election. He made that clear quite some time ago, so that office has attracted six candidates, including Patricia Locke Dawson. She's a Riverside Unified School District board member. Andy Melendrez, he's a Riverside City Council member, a longtime council member. Rich Gardner, he calls himself a community advocate. Asiya D. Stapler, she's a personal assistant. J.D. Deniloff's, his ballot designation just says father. He ran for council last year and lost after some racist comments he made online caused quite a stir. And Guy A. Harrell, a small business owner. So quite a wide field there. I would not be surprised at all if that doesn't go to a runoff between the top two vote getters. The San Bernardino City Council has four seats up for election. All of the incumbents have attracted competition. In the 3rd Ward, Councilman Juan Figueroa, who is a social worker, he is going to be challenged by Luis Ojeda, a business owner. Councilman Henry Nickel is being challenged by five people: Mike Avianeda, a business manager and trainer, Marlo Brooks, who has no ballot designation, Brian W. Davidson, a business owner, Ben Reynoso, an economic organizer, and Peter Torres, who has no ballot designation. In the 6th Ward, that's on San Bernardino's west side, Councilwoman Bessine Littlefield-Richard is being challenged by Kimberly Calvin. She's a community program director. And in the 7th Ward, Councilman Jim Mulvihill has four challengers: John Jesus Abad, a retired teacher; Damon L. Alexander, a retired law enforcement officer; David Mlynarski, a businessman and city planner; and Esmeralda Negrete, who has no ballot designation. So all in all, the voters in the two counties are going to have quite a lot to choose from on these ballots, as we've talked about over the last couple of weeks.
All right. Well, that wraps up our primary election preview then. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kbcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.